How decisions are made. Every day, you face a wide range of decisions, each unique in its way. Despite this diversity, the methods you use to make these decisions can be quite similar. To improve your decision-making abilities, focus on refining the strategies you apply across different situations. The Recognition Prime Decision, RPD, model was developed after studying how firefighters handle quick decisions under extreme pressure. It suggests that people base their choices on past experiences and often choose solutions that worked before. The more experiences you have, the better you become at making quick and accurate decisions. The OODA loop, short for Observe, Orient, Decide, and Act, is a decision-making model used in high-pressure situations. Originally designed to help pilots make fast choices during combat, it aims to understand a situation accurately and check assumptions. After gathering information, you decide what action to take based on that understanding and then test your plan with action. Structured approaches to planning and improvement. Different approaches to planning and improvement include the GROW model and the PDSA cycle. The GROW model offers a step-by-step framework focusing on setting goals, assessing the current reality, exploring options and potential challenges, and then deciding on actions. It helps to make clear decisions about what to do next. Similarly, the PDSA cycle, Plan, Do, Study, Act, provides a systematic method suited for situations where reflection and adjustments are possible. Shifting from quick, experience-based decisions to more thoughtful, organized approaches highlights the flexibility needed in decision-making skills. Whether responding to pressure or planning for the future, the key to making good decisions is actively engaging with your surroundings and continuously improving your choices. Diversity in decision-making model. Different decision-making models serve various purposes. The RPD model builds on past successes. The OODA loop emphasizes rapid iteration. The GROW model offers structured analysis, and the PDSA cycle focuses on adjustment. These models stress the importance of reflection, similar to A/B testing in programming, where two options are continually tested to improve outcomes. Understanding and using these models helps you make better decisions in various situations. Instead of seeing each choice as a major decision, view it as a chance to grow and get better. Know your beginning point clearly for a better understanding. Knowing the situation when you make decisions is crucial. You won't ever have all the facts, but if you don't grasp where you are now, how can you plan where you're going? Numerous tools aid in gathering and organizing information for planning. One example is the SWOT analysis, which identifies internal strengths and weaknesses, along with external opportunities and threats. Another useful model is PEST analysis, which examines political, economic, social, and technological factors influencing strategic decisions. Sifting through information to find what's truly important is a crucial skill when using these tools. You need to distinguish between what's necessary for your decision and what's just distracting noise. Some details make things more complicated without adding clarity. The simplest tool that can assist you in this situation is often the most effective. One reason why certain specialized decision-making methods are so effective is Telos. This framework helps assess whether an idea is feasible in today's environment. Instead of drowning in irrelevant details, Telos simplifies it to five key questions. Do you have the skills needed? Will the money gained be worth more than what you'll spend? Are there any legal rules to follow? Will it work with what you're already doing? And can you get it done on time? Porter's Five Forces for Business Strategy. Porter's Five Forces is a tool used to study your competitive environment in business. It looks at the power dynamics among competitors, suppliers, customers, potential new entrants, and substitute products. This framework helps businesses see the big picture of their industry, making it easier to plan strategically without getting lost in details. Knowing how to pick the best tool for the job based on your situation is crucial for making good decisions. You won't always know everything about your surroundings, but focusing on important and reliable information can help ensure your decisions have a big impact. What's your issue? Effective decision-making hinges on identifying the true issue. Focus your efforts where they can have the most impact. Two useful methods for uncovering the root cause of a problem are Ishikawa's diagram and the 5-Whys technique. Ishikawa's diagram, also called a fishbone diagram, helps identify the root causes of a problem by breaking it down into different possible reasons. The 5-Whys method involves asking why repeatedly, similar to how a curious child does until you uncover the main issue. These straightforward approaches go beyond surface problems to reveal the deeper factors contributing to your challenges. When you're overwhelmed by problems, Pareto analysis, also known as the 80-20 rule, helps. It says 80% of problems come from 20% of causes. In simpler terms, by tackling just a few key issues, you can solve most of your problems efficiently. This approach ensures you use your resources where they'll make the biggest impact. Once you understand your problem, you must define it clearly to grasp how potential solutions will affect everyone involved. CATWO is a checklist that ensures you think about all the different groups affected by your decision. For each problem, identify the customers, actors, transformation process, worldview, owners, and environmental constraints that will be impacted by possible solutions. By using these methods to analyze and define your problem, you increase the chances of not only having good intentions but also focusing your efforts effectively, solving the correct problem for the greatest impact. Explore ideas beyond brainstorming for a more thorough approach. When it comes to generating ideas, brainstorming sessions can be disappointing. They're supposed to be great, everyone sharing ideas freely, with no judgment. But in reality, they rely on the idea that creativity can be forced and social dynamics don't matter. What usually happens is you get a so-so list of ideas dominated by the most vocal people in the room. The morphological box, developed by Swiss astrophysicist Fritz Zwicky, is a grid used for generating ideas. Each column in the grid represents a different aspect of the problem. Combining these aspects in various ways within the grid allows you to explore all possible combinations to spark creative solutions. Analyzing where lines meet on a grid helps uncover answers that aren't immediately clear. This method promotes creative thinking by breaking down complex problems into smaller parts and considering them from different angles. Scamper technique for creative thinking. Scamper is a method that helps people come up with new ideas by changing existing products, services, or processes. It uses substitute, combine, adapt, modify, put to another use, eliminate, and reverse as prompts. This approach encourages asking questions about what already exists to create innovative solutions. While not exhaustive, both Zwicky's box and Scamper emphasize structured thinking and generating ideas. These methods help teams avoid common brainstorming pitfalls, systematically promoting creativity. Carefully consider other options. Once you have several possible solutions, the next step is to figure out which one works best for your situation. How do you decide which option is the right fit? When you have several options to consider, you can use either grid analysis or the Kepner-Trigot, KT, matrix. They both help you evaluate choices based on specific criteria. The main difference is that the KT matrix provides a more detailed assessment, while grid analysis is quicker. In both methods, you rank each solution according to how well it meets your criteria. In the KT matrix, you also assign scores that reflect the importance of each criterion, multiplying them for a more weighted evaluation. The analytic hierarchy process, AHP, is extremely useful when facing complex decisions with many factors to consider. AHP breaks down your decision into smaller parts, which helps you handle complicated choices more easily. You compare each option against every criterion one by one, assigning numbers to show how well each option meets each criterion. These comparisons help calculate an overall ranking of options, guiding you logically toward the best choice. Prioritize tasks with the Eisenhower matrix. It helps you prioritize tasks by dividing them into four groups based on urgency and importance: do now, schedule, delegate, or eliminate. This method makes it easy to see which tasks need immediate attention and which can wait or be given to someone else. The process of weighing options can get quite detailed, but it's best to keep it simple while still being thorough. Despite the complexity possible, many of these strategies still rely on human ratings, which can introduce biases. Methods for organizing and enhancing teamwork. You might be thinking about when and how to include your team in making decisions. Deciding alone is faster, but collaborating can strengthen your team and their commitment to a common goal. Your best approach likely lies somewhere between these two options. Decision-making in teams can vary depending on factors like team commitment and access to information. The Vroom-Yetin-Yago model helps determine how much your team should be involved by asking specific questions. Other models consider different factors such as personal interest and expertise level. The key idea is that team involvement in decisions should match the importance of the decision itself. Once you decide your team should be involved, the next step is figuring out how. We've discussed the problems with brainstorms, but another approach for generating ideas is the nominal group technique. Here, team members write down their ideas independently to prevent dominant personalities from influencing others. Later, all ideas are shared aloud. This method ensures that everyone's input is heard, making it perfect for environments where team unity and equal participation are crucial. Delphi method, gathering expert opinions. The Delphi method is highly valuable for making decisions that require specialized knowledge or consensus among experts. This process involves multiple rounds of anonymous feedback. It allows experts to give their opinions without being influenced by authority or peer pressure. This method is particularly useful when decisions have far-reaching consequences and need careful consideration of expert viewpoints. The charrette procedure helps solve big, complex problems by dividing the group into smaller teams. Each team focuses on a part of the problem and then shares their findings with the whole group. This method is great for getting large teams involved and making sure all parts of the problem are covered thoroughly. Various methods can help teams make decisions together. Picking the right one depends on how complex the decision is, whether expert advice is needed, and how involved you want the team to be. Plan with foresight. After you've chosen the best action, it's important to evaluate its potential effects. Impact assessment involves thoroughly analyzing how a decision will affect different groups and the environment. It's a detailed process that helps in making informed choices, but it requires significant time and resources to complete. A simpler yet effective method is the plus-minus interesting, PMI, analysis. It helps you weigh the good and bad sides of a decision, along with its potential interesting outcomes. This quick analysis gives you immediate insights into whether a decision is valuable and what its consequences might be, helping you see both its benefits and drawbacks. Cost-benefit analysis, or CBA, is a methodical way to assess the financial effects of a decision. It involves calculating and comparing all the expected costs of taking an action or starting a project with all the expected benefits. This helps determine if the benefits are greater than the costs and by how much. Decision trees work differently than fishbone diagrams. Instead of showing causes, they explore different paths and outcomes for your decision. This helps you figure out the best way forward by considering what might happen and the risks involved. Balanced approaches to decision making. There are two main types of models, one that covers everything but takes time, and another that's quick and simple but lacks depth. You can't avoid this trade-off. The more effort you invest, the better prepared you'll be to tackle future challenges and succeed. Key points. 1. Use varied decision-making models like RPD and OODA loop for practical application. 2. Apply structured frameworks such as GROW and PDSA to enhance planning and progress. 3. Utilize tools like SWOT and PEST analysis for strategic understanding and focus. 4. Simplify problem-solving with methods like Pareto analysis and CATWO checklist. 5. Enhance creativity using structured techniques like morphological box and scamper for innovative solutions. 6. Evaluate options systematically using tools like grid analysis, KT matrix, and AHP. 7. Engage teams effectively using methods like the Delphi method and the Vroom-Yetin-Yago model for collective insights and expertise.